India has announced sweeping measures against Pakistan after a deadly attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojek, that killed at least 26 tourists. In a press briefing after an emergency meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri outlined five key decisions under what New Delhi has termed a decisive response to cross-border terrorism. 1. Suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty. Effective immediately, India has suspended the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960, a World Bank brokered agreement that governs the sharing of rivers between India and Pakistan. Misri stated the suspension will remain in force until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. The treaty grants India control over the three eastern rivers, Ravi, Bayaz, and Sutlej, while Pakistan controls the three western rivers, Indus, Jhelum, and Chenab. Despite decades of conflict, the treaty has remained a rare example of cooperation between the two nations until now. 2. Closure of Atari Wagha border crossing. India has ordered the closure of the integrated checkpost at Atari, effectively halting all movement across the Atari Wagha land route. Pakistani nationals who have crossed into India with valid endorsements have been instructed to return by May 1, 2025. 3. Ban on Pakistani nationals under SARC visas. India has revoked all SARC Visa Exemption Scheme, SVES, privileges for Pakistani citizens. All SVES visas previously issued to Pakistani nationals are now deemed cancelled, and those currently in India under this visa scheme have been given 48 hours to leave. 4. Expulsion of Pakistani military advisors. New Delhi has declared all Pakistani military, naval, and air advisors posted at the Pakistani High Commission as persona non grata, ordering them to leave India within 1 week. In reciprocity, India will withdraw its own defense advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad. 5. Reduction in diplomatic presence. India has directed Pakistan to reduce the staff strength at its High Commission in New Delhi from the current 55 to 30. India will mirror this downsizing in its diplomatic mission in Islamabad, with the changes expected to take effect by May 1, 2025. These measures represent a significant escalation in bilateral tensions between the two nuclear-armed South Asian rivals. Pakistan's Foreign Office has condemned the violence and expressed condolences, but dismissed any involvement in the attack.